First of all, Lord, I'd like to share the message with you about this David's way of a victory.
今天我要用大卫得胜的方法来做互相勉励。
This is a story based on the 1 Samuel chapter 17.
这个故事是从撒母耳记上第17章。
Chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17 is a story about David and Goliath.
撒母耳记上17章这里讲到的是大卫跟哥利亚的故事。
If I read it, maybe then it's just too much repeated, I think.
如果我们并没有时间去整个读过一次。
Many times we over this story.
我相信我们大概都听过这个故事。
And what is God's concern about our life is a victory.
神对我们的生命是要我们能够得胜。
And Israel's life, when we look at the life of Israel, God's focus is these people coming back from the Egypt and then and take over whole promised land.
神带领着以色列人，他们从埃及出来，然后胜过了迦南地的人，然后得到他们的地。
So when they come into the land of Canaan, they start to conquer the land. God was with them and just eventually take over the whole land.
所以当他们进到迦南地之后，他们开始跟当地的人打仗，然后神与他们同在，让他们能够得到那个地。
And God promised us in our life already, if our life is end up to be make a great victory.
神也应许我们，我们的一生要能够得到一个大的胜利。
But because of our weakness, many times we sometimes, many times we discouraged, and we can, we our own self discouraged, and we do not further journey, make our journey with the confidence, so we can become losers sometimes.
有时候因为我们本身的软弱，所以我们没有办法，而我们感到灰心，没有办法继续。
Bible talking about the predestination.
圣经讲的是预定论。
Which is God predestined our life.
也就是说，神已经预定了我们的一生。
Our confidence and our faith and our hope came from this predestination.
我们的对神的这个信心跟希望是从这个预定论而来的。
Only thing is we can hold in God and trust in God and. Each step, and we can rely on them, and that we can make a victory.
我们能够做的只是相信神，然后依靠神，在每我们走的每一步路上，靠神的带领，然后我们才能够得到从中得到胜利。
I have two children, so my great wish and hope to them for them is let their life to be successful and victorious life.
我有两个小孩，我对他们的一生的期望就是他们能够有一个。
I look at them, they're not that smart.
我看他们可能没有那么的聪明。
So they're not, what that means, they're not that kind of book intelligent. They don't like the book sometimes.
或许他们并不那么的喜欢读书。
So my wife and I think that we do not have a hope that they can get the scholarship in the college.
所以我跟我太太觉得，或许他们在大学的时候可能没有办法得到奖学金。
But at least they can get the government grant, so we can be comforted.
如果他们能够得到一些补助的话呢，我们就感到安慰。
So only hope that they can go to state college and finish, and I just say thank God.
所以我如果他们能够 去到州立的大学的话，我们就要感谢神。
I do not worry about their life, you know, after that, what kind of job they get, and I really don't worry about that, their life.
我并不对他们的生命，对他们的之后要做的工作感到忧虑。
I care about their spiritual life.
但我注重是他们的属灵的生命。
And maybe in this world they cannot be millionaire, that's okay.
或许在这个世界上，他们没有办法成为百万的富翁。
Maybe if they cannot have their own house, still it's okay.
或许他们没有办法拥有他们自己的房子，
Who cares and live in apartment and house? It doesn't make a big deal.
住在公寓或者是住在房子是并不是有什么太大的差别。
New car and used car, it's not a big deal.
新车跟二手车也没有什么太大的差别。
As long as the car can go without problem, then it's okay.
只要这个车能够没有问题的开，就这就好了。
But mostly because my care is their spiritual life, they have to make this journey to successful and victorious journey.
我注重的是他们的属灵生命，他们必须要在这件事情上面得到一个胜利。
Because this one cannot lose.
因为在这一个方面，我们没有办法输。
If they lose this spiritual battle, then they lose everything.
如果他们输了这一场属灵战争，他们就失去了全部。
Because this is such an urgent and this is a desperate the battle that they have to win.
这是一个非常重要的一场战争，他们必须要赢的。
So from as they're like 8 years and 5 years now.
他们现在一个八岁，一个五岁。
My focus and my prayer for them is, let their life to successful Christian journey.
所以在我的祷告中，我为他们祷告，的重点是让他们有一个成功的基督徒的生活。
I'm sure because in their life, coming up like a lot of wave and difficulties may upon to. In their life, on the course of their life.
相信在他们一生中一定会遇到一些风浪和困难。
But if they trust in God.
但如果他们相信神。
If they have a fundamental, the principle and guide their life, then they'll make a successful Christian journey.
如果他们有一个基础，认为。 神能够带领他们，他们就会有一个成功的基督徒的生活。
So my one of the important portion of my prayer is for them to their successful Christian life.
所以在我祷告中占了很大的一部分，就是希望他们有一个成功的基督徒的生活。
Somehow I do not pray for the academic field. It's okay.
我并没有为他们就是学术上的一些问题来祷告。
And so when I have a children, so I focus on their focus onto like the education purpose also for their Christian life.
所以当我有小孩之后，我对他们教育比较注重在基督徒的生活上。
I want to let them to be truthful life. Let them to be very life with a faithful life.
希望他们有一个充满信心的一个生命。
When we look at the King David, when he raised, when he take care of his father's sheep, he really faithfully kept his sheep.
让我们看到大卫，当他在为他父亲牧羊的时候，他很尽责的为做到这些事情。
Sometimes a bear came and they took one of his sheep, and sometimes a lion came and take one of ships away from them.
有时候有熊或者是狮子来把这个羊抢走。
And then David do not let it happen, just let them take away his sheep.
但是大卫并不就这样让他们把他的羊从他手中带走。
He just go and find it and kill the lion or bear and take his sheep away from them.
当时他所做的就是去找到这个熊或者是狮子，把他们杀了，然后把羊从他们手中救出来。
These kind of mentalities came from the early ages.
他从小就有这样子的一个观念。
We know when during this chapter 17, at that time, David's age is about 15 to 17.
在撒母耳记上17章这里。 大卫的年龄大概在15到17岁。
Over 20 years, you can go to the battle.
当你20岁之后，你就可以去战场。
So then, David didn't count it, so his age under 20.
因为大卫并没有办法作战，所以他的年龄应该是在20岁以下。
So Jesse has eight sons.
耶西他有8个儿子。
So three sons went to battle now.
他有3个儿子在 战场上。
The rest of the five sons, they stay home.
其他的五个儿子在就留在家里。
So you can count these sons is under 20 years old, and you can make a conservative way of his ages.
所以如果我们这样就可以大概的算出来他们的年龄。
We can say about 15 years of kids.
我们看到一个十五岁的小孩。
He was a very faithful young man.
他是一个非常敬重的一个年轻人。
And we can see that David is a fine young man, but he himself built up this kind of faithful life from the beginning.
我们在这里可以看到他有这样的一个忠心呢，他从小就这样开始培养。
Our life success is come from the faithful life.
一个成功的生命是从小培养。
When Joseph, when he was captured, when he was sold to the Egypt.
当约瑟被卖到埃及的时候。
No matter what situation he situated, his life was very faithful to his master.
不管他的当时的情况是怎么样，他都对他的主人非常的敬重。
That's why his masters and all just let him take care of everything.
所以他的主人就都让他来掌管他手中所有的一切。
Under Potiphar's, and he also let him take care of all his housework.
当他在波提法手下工作的时候，他也让约瑟来管理他家中所有的一切。
When he was in the prison, also the prison guard let him take care of everything.
当他在监狱里的时候。这个狱主也让他来管理一切。
When he became a prime minister, the Pharaoh, king of Egypt, let him take care of everything.
当他成为宰相之后，法老也让他来管理一切。
As a masters, look at the people around those work for the master. They, as a master's point, look at the people's each people's true heart.
从主人的眼中看他周围的人，他都看到他们的真的心中。
If master cannot trust the people,
如果他没有办法去相信那个人的话，
even though the people very smart and very gifted,
就算他那个人是非常的聪明。
Since the master paid to them and then still using them but do not trust them, then do not put everything onto in his hand. Their
或许他会雇佣他，但是他没有办法完全的相信他，把一切所有的都交在他手中。
And David in his life, he built up this kind of a life from the early ages.
大卫从小就开始慢慢建立这样子的一个生命。
And also the little things he do not just ignore it.
就算是很小的一点事情，他也没有办法。
Consider in one sheep is just very little things.
我们想想看，一只羊其实并不是什么很大的事情。
When I read the passage, if I was shepherd at that time.
但所以当我读到那圣经的时候，我就想到，如果我当时是那个牧人
，and the lion came and pick and grabs one of the sheep and run away。
如果一头狮子来，然后抓走了一只羊
，and I say goodbye。
我会就跟对那个羊说再见。
I still have a lot of sheep that they can bear and they can deliver and make it even numbers. It's okay。
因为我还有很多头羊，然后他们还可以再继续生的小羊，所以这并没有什么太大关系。
Maybe later on, my father maybe asked me, "How come you lost one sheep?"
或许我父亲之后问我，为什么你失去了一头羊
？And then I said, "Because lion came and grab one of the sheep."
我就会回答说，狮子来抓走了一头羊。
Because I have to save my life, so I didn't chase and then take it away from.
因为我想要保护我的生命，所以我并没有去追着去。
Don't you think it's your son's life is more important than sheep?
你不觉得你的儿子的性命比一只羊的性命更宝贵吗？
So you know, because if I am the situation, I think I should do that way.
如果所以当我在那个情况的话，我应该会这样子的做。
So I cannot be like a David.
所以我没有办法像大卫。
But we will see the David, even the little things, he really cared.
所以我们看到大卫，他就算是很小的一件事情，他也非常的注重。
What makes David's life to such a victorious life? Because little things he really cared.
为什么大卫会有一个成功的一生呢？因为他就算小事情，他也是非常的。
When we doing the business, we haven't noticed that.
如果我们在做生意的话，我们就会知道。
If you are owner, or if you are owner and you have a very different the mentality is very different than just employee.
如果我们是老板的话，我们的想法跟员工的想法就会不一样。
Employee never care about the little detail things.
员工从来不会去为小事情去关心。
But the owners and owner or employer is very different.
但是老板就不非常不一样。
A little corner of the business is very important.
就算是其中一小小一点也是非常的重要。
That's why if the owner constantly stay with the business, this business constantly grow up.
所以如果有这样子的老板的话，这个生意就会慢慢的成长。
If the owner is not the only employee there, then eventually, you know, it's going down.
如果当那边大家都是像员工这样的心态的话，这个生意这个生意就没有办法。
As appearance doing the business, you know, the as an employee and employer, it's not much different. But what is the difference? Little detail.
所以当一个员工跟一个老板所做的事情并没有什么太大的不同，但是最主要的不同是他们对于小细节的关心。
Christian life also the same thing.
所以基督徒的生命也是一样。
Sometimes we can only focus on the big one.
有时候我们只会注重在大的事情上。
But little one is considered not a big deal.
小事情好像就并不是什么重要。
Sometimes we think we're in charge of something, so only this is important only.
或许我们有做一些事情，所以我们这些事情只是我们重要的事情。
These things other people take care of.
但其他事情就让其他人去。处理吧。
But those who really make a successful Christian life in the church life, they know how to little detail in the church.
所以当那些有一个成功的基督生活在教会和教会的生活的人呢，他们对小事情都非常的注重。
But I trying to focus my children to grow up at these things.
所以我希望我的小孩能够注重这些事情的长大。
It's okay. You cannot be a millionaire. Still okay.
你没有办法非常富有，这没有什么关系。
But you have to faithful to your life.
但是你必须要对你的一生尽忠。
Even little things you mess something, you clean up.
就算你犯了一些小事情，你也要去为这小事去负责。
Let's look at the Matthew chapter 25.
让我们看到马太福音二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25 verse 21.
马太福音二十五章二十一节。
Matthew 25 verse 21.
马太福音二十五章二十一节。
His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your masters."This is the comment of his master say to the servant.
这里是一个主人对他的仆人所说的话。
He said, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things."
这里说到，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心。
From the master's point of view, five talent and two talent and one talent, all the same. They're just only few things.
所以从主人的眼中来看，五千、两千、一千都一样，这都是小事。
So when you look at here, the master treat the one who received five talent and two talent treat as the same.
所以我们可以看到，这个主人对那五千的跟有两千的，的待遇都一样。
But they do their best and faithful to do the business and then bring back all the profit and the money back to the masters.
因为他们的这个仆人都忠心的去做这个生意，然后把这个所得的都拿回来。
David's success and David's victories came from there.
大卫的成功跟胜利就是从这一方面而来。
When David was sent by his father to the battleground.
就当大卫的父亲叫大卫去这个战场的时候。
And it's what his father is bring some food to them and then food to some of the high rank officer.
所以这里他所要做的就是把这些食物带去给他的弟兄兄长跟一些可能官长。
Because Jesse worried about his father, worried about his three three sons in the battleground.
因为耶西非常担心他的三个儿子。
But when he went out, when he get into the battleground and gave it to this food to them, and then he heard the one the Philistines the voice.
所以当大卫把这些食物带到那里之后，他听到了一个非利士人的声音。
But he heard what he says he profaned he just he despised the name of God in the army of Israel.
他所听到的就是那个非利士人在侮辱神的名跟以色列的军队。
He never let this voice pass by him.
他并没有让这个声音就这样子过去。
He know that this is not a personally against the people, but it against God.
因为他知道这些话并不是只对着以色列民，而是对着神。
This is come from the his life background.
这个从他的背景，我们就可以知道他会这样做。
If he just let this voice go.
如果他就是让这个声音就这样过去。
Well, this is part of a battle.
这个是战争的一部分。
They always sang to the Israel.
他们都是这样子对以色列说的。
We can our army can take care of them.
我们的军队可以去这样去管理这些事情。
We have a plenty of armies.
我们有很多的军队。
We have a king here.
我们有一个王。
They can fight it.
他们可以去作战。
I'm just a young boy, 15 years. What can I do here?
我只是一个十五岁的年轻人，我能够做什么呢
？He didn't do that.
他并没有这样。
Because this is dealing with God.
因为这个是跟神有关系的。
Especially this is an uncircumcised man and despised the word, despised the God's name.
而且这个是一个没有受割礼的人来去侮辱神的名。
He didn't let it go.
他并没有就这样。
That makes him to click himself to involve this battle to kill the major enemies.
所以他这样的想法让他然后在这个战争中去杀了这一个主要的敌人。
And do all did his best.
他做了他最好的。
And that he can build up as when he was a shepherd.
这个从他还是在当牧羊人的时候就慢慢的建立。
Whether people can see, whether people have no eyes there, still he faithful to his sheep.
不管怎么样，他还是对他的羊的忠心。
And this is a very important foundation of our success.
这个是我们能够成功的一个非常重要的基础。
We do not work for God, for the people's faith, but we're working for the Lord, for working our church work and whatever we do is doing for God.
所以我们所做的都是为了神来做的。
And also when God constantly build this life of David with the go through the difficulties.
我们也可以看到神用一些困难来在大卫的生活当中让他慢慢的成长。
You know his life, when he anointed by the Samuel.
所以当大卫被撒母耳高为王的时候。
And such a young boy.
他还是非常的年轻。
Now he come up as a hero because he killed Goliath.
他现在成为大家的英雄，因为他杀了。
Eventually, God can bring him to a smooth way to move up to the king of the nation.
神或许可以让他非常的顺利的成为以色列的王。
God gave him a rough way and such a tough way, let him to train himself for the many years.
但是神却让他在好几年当中过得非常的困苦。
Just about 15 years of his life to be like a runaway from the King Saul.
当他还是一个十五岁的小孩的时候，他就必须要从扫罗王的手中逃跑。
Many times we can see that during the time of he as a, like a way in the danger in his life or running away from the King Saul, he never complained to God.
但是我们可以看到。不管他遭遇什么样的困难，或者是在他的逃亡之中，我们都可以看到他并没有向神来抱怨。
He just did his best to struggle his life with God.
他只做他该做的，然后与神同在。
This is a little things, but actually we have noticed that this foundation to build up and and later on to be a great king of the nation.
所以虽然都是一些小事情，但是这个就成为他的基础，让大卫能够成为一个好的王。
Christian life is a journey of a battle.
基督徒的一生也是一场战争。
You and I, we have to make a successful journey.
我们都必须要有一个成功的一个。
Once engaged the battle, then we have to win.
我们在这个战争中，我们必须要赢。
I'm sure because when USA engaged the battle in Iraq.
所以当美国跟伊拉克在打仗的时候。
And the USA they calculate all the things so make this war can make profitable. So they just go on.
我相信他们在之前都已经计算好可以能够在这场战争中得到胜利。
So once they at the beginning calculated they engage the battle, they have to win.
所以当他们算好之后，他们去战争，他们必须要赢。
No matter what other people says, since they engage, if they lose this battle, then they lose everything.
不管别人是怎么讲，但是他们如果输了这场战争，他们就输了全部。
So we know that when this government, no matter what other government says, no matter other government criticize them, well, since they invest so much of money, so much people sacrifice already, have to go on to finish up and bring the profit back to their own country.
不管其他的政府是怎么样的来回应这些事情，但是他们已经花了那么多心力跟金钱跟人力，所以他们必须要继续去把这个仗打完。
Our Christian life is the same thing.
我们基督徒的生命也是一样。
When the day we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以当那一天我们从奉耶稣的名受洗之后。
This is the commitment that the day we can engage the spiritual battle.
这个就是那一天，就是我们开始打属灵战争的一天。
We can say this is no returning. There's no way to return.
这我们知道这个是没有回头路可以走的。
Only forward way to we can fight against our enemies and we have to overcome, we have to destroy our enemies.
我们只能往前向前走，然后去击败我们的敌人。
We have to be ready our own battle.
我们必须要准备好。
But when you look at this passage here, the Israelites, they do not prepare for coming of these enemies.
我们看这一段圣经中，我们知道以色列民并没有准备好去面对哥利亚。
And people at that time, they're scared.
当时的人都害怕。
And many of them they run away, they hide themselves.
很多人都逃跑去隐藏。
Isn't they scared they run away solving the problem? No.
但是他们这样的逃跑能够解决问题吗？并没有。
Once the land occupied by the Philistines, they lost everything.
如果当他们的
they will lose everything.
他们土地被非利士人占领之后，他们就会失去了全部。
And also, Philistine come out, this man, the Goliath, come out, the claim to the Israelites, anybody come up to kill me, then I'll become your servant. But if I come up, I kill you, then you become my slave.
所以而且哥利亚这个非利士人也说，如果你出来胜了我，我们就做你的仆人；但是如果我胜了你们，你们就要做我们的仆人。
This is a desperate battle.
这是一个非常的一场战争。
But they cannot come up to fight.
但是他们并没有办法这样出来去打仗。
Let's look at the First Samuel chapter 11, chapter 17, verse 9.
我们看到《撒母耳记上》十七章第九节。
Chapter 17, verse 9.
十七章第九节。
Chapter 17, verse 9.
十七章第九节。
If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will become your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall become our servant and serve us. This is a deal that the enemy, the Philistine, bring this to the Israel.
这个是腓力士人对以色列人提出的条件。
But people scare even hide themselves.
但是大家却害怕，甚至去躲藏。
Verse 24.
我们看二十四节。
When all the men of Israel saw the man, they fled from him and were greatly afraid. This is the situation.
这个就是当时的情况。
But we Christians, we in the battle, once we engage the battle, if our situation turned out to be like this, then it turned to be very miserable.
所以如果我们基督徒的生命变成这样子的话，这是非常的不好的。
But think about if I lose my spiritual battle.
我想想，如果我们输了我的，我输了我的属灵战争。
Not only I lose my my battle, but it impacts my family.
不只是对我有影响，而会对我的家庭家人也有影响。
And also impact the entire church too.
甚至是影响了整个教会。
So each one of our battle, we have to win this battle because we have to keep this promised land and promised kingdom.
如果我们所以我们必须要每一个人都要能够打赢这场战争来保护我们。这个所应许的地。
Many times, why we just withdraw ourselves, why we cannot fight against our enemy, because enemy is great and enemy is big.
但是为什么我们没有办法去打这个敌人呢？因为有时候这个敌人是很大很。
When the Philistine come up to march against Israel, that this especially this Goliath is a huge, big man, about 280 centimeters, 2 meters and 80 centimeters, very, very tall man.
这个哥利亚他是一个非常高大的一个人，他大概280公分。
When I look at the Shaquille O'Neal, when he played the basketball, even he has very noticeable compared with even other basketball player.
我看 O'Neal 在打篮球的时候，我们可以很清楚看到他比别人都还要大。
I think is this Goliath is considered a big man, like bigger than him.
但我们看到这个哥利亚甚至比他还要更大。
So they try to calculate when the man we have to kill this man so that we can finish this battle, but everybody look at themselves. If I go out fight with that person, I myself looks like very small.
以色列人都知道，如果他们要赢这场战争，一定要把这个人杀掉。但是，如果我们出去的话，我们这样一比较，我们就非常的微小。
It's just like a little, little bird compared with a little bird and the huge animals.
就好像一只小鸟跟一个很大的动物来比较一样。
It's better hide myself.
最好的做法应该就是自己去躲起来。
Sometimes we can have this kind of mentality.
有时候我们会这样子。
Christians, if we have this way to withdraw ourselves, we lose everything.
但是如果我们身为基督徒，我们这样子去躲藏的话，我们就失去了所有。
Why the Israelites are they losing their battle on the way of a journey on the wilderness to reach to the land of Canaan?
为什么在以色列人他们在旷野的时候，他们没有办法就这样子进去迦南地呢？
They look at themselves they as a, like this kind of a portray their own image themselves.
他们因为他们就有这样的想法，他们是微小的。
Let's look at the Numbers chapter 13.
我们看到民数记第十三章。
Numbers chapter 13.
民数记十三章。
Chapter 13 verse 33.
十三章第三十三节。
Numbers chapter 13 verse 33.
民数记十三章第三十三节。
There also we saw the Nephilim, the son of Enoch, and a part of the Nephilim, and we became like a grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. And here the 10 of them, when Moses sent the 12 spies, the 10 of them came up.When they report to Israelites and Moses and Israelites in this way says, and there were we saw the Nephilim and we became well when they look at themselves we become like a grasshopper.
当那个十二个探子从迦南地回来的时候之后，有十个就向以色列民报告说，如果跟他们那边的人比较，我们自己就像蚱蜢一样。
This is their images.
这个是他们眼中的一个。
They never look at the God is behind it.
但是他们并没有想到他们神就在他们的后面。
They never remember that this land is a promised land that God will give them in them and their descendants.
他们都一直没有记着这个地是神所应许的，要给他们跟他们的子孙。
Only look at the present situation.
他们只看到当时的情况。
And then look at themselves, and they are not bigger than them.
他们只想到我们比他们还要渺小。
So it's better to run away from them.
最好的就是我们必须要去逃跑。
And God says, if you want to, you cannot go to take it, then you can become wanderer then. You cannot take the land, then just go and you can become wanderer. That's why 40 years they make their life on the wilderness.
所以神就对他们说, 如果你们没有办法做的话, 你们就去就是流离居所, 没有, 在旷野中, 流荡 40 年。
Chapter 13, verse 30.
我们看到13章的30节。
This is what the Caleb and mentioned that.
这是加勒所说的话。
Then Caleb called the people before Moses and said, "We should by all means go up and take a possession of it, for we shall surely overcome it." We have noticed here the Caleb and Joshua, their idea is, we saw it is big, the many big people there, but I know God promised us we can take over this land.
这里是加勒跟, 约书亚所说的, 他们知道, 我们, 他们上去, 能够得到, 能够得胜, 因为神与他们同在。
The difference of images.
这个是不同的一个看法。
Makes their life change.
但是这个不同看法却让他们得胜。
Well, since the God says, since you can take this land, I will promise you can take this land later.
神应许我们能够得到这个地。
I will let these people won't make it wander for 40 years.
如果你 没有办法的话, 我会让你们在这个旷野,
those who agree on those of the as an image of a grasshopper, they cannot take this land.
所以当那些人对他们觉得自己是蚱蜢的那些人, 他们没有办法得到这个应许。
But Joshua, Caleb, you think you can take this land, I will give it to you.
但是加勒跟约书亚, 你们认为你们可以做到, 你们就会得到。
So they take it later on.
但是他们, 所以他们最后能够得到, 进入这个家。
They have an image that God is behind with them.
他们知道神在, 神是在他们后面帮助他们。
It's not because they are strong.
并不是因为他们是很强壮。
Because God choose them, because God is behind them.
因为是神, 拣选他们, 是神, 与他们同在。
So they're willing to go up to find it.
所以他们能够愿意的去, 去上去征战。
Christian image is very precious.
所以基督徒的想法是非常宝贵的。
This image is not came from us.
这个并不是从我们而来。
So our Christian confidence and our faith is not came from our own confidence, it came from God.
所以我们的信心, 我们的这个, 我们信心并不是从我们自己而来, 而是从神而来。
This image helps us our life to make a successful journey and victorious life.
所以我们有这样的看法的话, 我们就能够, 有一个成功胜利的一生。
And I'd like to continue this one to this next hour.
So, 我希望等下继续这个题目。
Let's pray in silence.
让我们一起一同默祷。
Amen. We can have a 10-minute break.
10分钟的休息。